Hello friends. Hello, thank you for joining me today. I'm really grateful. It's been a while. Oh, but life don't show me shege. There has been a whole lot going on, and then I had to take a little break from podcasts for a while. I'm back. And today I'm going to be talking about homework. The parents group, my son's parent group, like, it's a WhatsApp group where parents, you know, where we share ideas and talks and communicate with the school easily and faster. So Oma, there are several times that I've seen parents complaining about homework. So several times they've complained about homework, and I really don't understand why. But I kind of sympathize, especially with parents who have more than one kid. You know, they complain about homework. So I'm actually making this episode basically because of homework. How to handle the whole, you know, it's not supposed to be stressful. Your kid's homework isn't supposed to be such a big deal. Do you understand? So personally, of course, my podcast is always my personal approach to certain situations, to certain things that, you know, parents usually, you know, encounter on the journey. So homework, I've not had any issues personally with homework, and I want to share my own personal tips on how to handle this homework wahala. So first of all, basically knowing the teachers, getting to know the teachers that teach your child, basically attending the PTA meetings, attending the teacher conferences, attending, you know, getting to know the teacher, all those little functions that happen in school. You have those little 5 seconds talk with the teacher. What subjects are my children, you know, struggling with? What subjects, how do they behave in class? Do they write their notes fast? You know, get to know all those little things. Generally help you understand how your kid behaves in class, gets you to understand how their learning methods, which methods the teacher is using on your child and all that. You tend to understand how the classroom activities are going. Because me, basically, I feel that for a child to struggle with homework, the child didn't understand what was being taught in class. So for any subject my child, you know, comes to me to say, "Mommy, I don't understand this." Okay, if it's a grammar question, do you want to look into the dictionary? You understand? Because there is this thing that parents do that I really, really don't like. Is when you want to act as a teacher, you don't have those skills to effectively teach. Unless the homework specifically put it there with parental guidance. Homework is not meant for the parents. Homework is meant for the kids to extensively practice on what was being taught in class. So you're not supposed to teach the child. You understand? You can go as far as, you know, helping them, checking if there's anyone that they didn't get correctly. "Oh, this one, you missed something. Why not try doing it again?" Or you tell him, "Oh, this word, do you understand what it means? Why not check your dictionary?" You know, that is the guidance you need to give. Unless maybe it's an art and craft homework that requires using scissors and all that, then you now actively get involved so that they don't get to injure themselves. But although in other circumstances that all this doesn't apply, you don't need to help with that homework because you're going to get frustrated. I've tried to teach my child certain things, and I ended up being more frustrated than I started. And I didn't teach that child anything because I was angry. So teaching requires methods. So homework is not for you to do. is not for you to teach. Homework is for you to understand the process, just for you to know what your child is being taught, for you to understand what your child is learning, how fast your child is learning, where they are finding it difficult, and where you think they need extra help. So, for example, if my child comes in with a math homework, and then maybe currently they are dealing with money, and maybe he didn't understand how to change naira to kobo, yeah, I could, you know, try teaching him, maybe doing one or two examples, to see if he could remember what was being taught in class. Or I get him a textbook and ask him to read. Or, you know, I tell him to leave that particular number. When you go to school, you tell your teacher that you didn't understand this one. And I could also put a phone call across to the teacher and say, please, my child didn't understand this particular topic. Please try to teach him. So in that situation now, the next time he comes home with a different assignment, I would also say, oh, were you able to learn that particular one? Or I give him a test question on that particular one that he was struggling with, just to be sure that he had already learned it. So homework is basically not for you to do as a parent. It's just a guiding factor, something that helps you understand what is being taught, what your child is being taught in class. So, you know, parents being carrying the head, oh, I don't know how this homework, I don't understand it. You're not meant to understand it. It's not your own homework. It's your child's homework. So it's, what do they call it? If your child is super struggling with a particular subject, you could enroll the services of an extra teacher during the weekends to help, you know, clarify those hitches that they might have. And of course, definitely, the time period that they have in school is quite limited. The number of subjects they ought to learn is bigger. So of course, the homework is necessary so that they could actively practice questions and know whether they truly understand it, whether there is something that they don't know, and then they get to read on it. Luckily, there are apps where you have interactive teaching sections that you can quickly just open up and click on that particular subject and rewatch it, you know, and learn. There is YouTube Kids, there is U-Lesson apps, there is Khan Academy apps that, oh, okay, I have issues with factors and multiples, I don't understand this particular thing. You open it and then they watch the class again. Teaching comes with its own particular skills that you, the parent, might not have. You might end up using the cane or threatening them or even worsening the situation because your method might not be the method that was being taught in their class. So you don't compound the whole problem by trying to teach them their homeworks. No, it's not acceptable. And there is this other method that I recently learned. You could actually have numbers of other students in their class. So if there is a homework issue that, you know, he's having, you can encourage your child to put a call across to a friend in class and find out if the friend can explain to them that particular issue and maybe get it sorted out. So personally, homework is not something that parents should be scared about. It's not something that we should complain about. It's not something that we should nag about. Homework is for your child and not for you. So you should, you know, the only thing I feel a parent should do concerning homework, you know, is setting up a homework friendly area. That's an area in the home where you know that this place, when he's at this corner, he's not distracted, there is no noise, there is nothing going to interrupt his learning process. And then you can always encourage him to go to that corner and do his assignment. Do you understand? You provide pencils, scissors, glue, paper, you know, things that will assist him to do that homework effectively, you know. Then another thing you could also do is to create a regular study time. Now, create a timetable for his study. So this also helps him build that reading routine. So therefore, with or without an homework, he knows that at this particular time I'm supposed to be reading, and that period, so if there is a homework, he's not distracted, though I want to go play outside, because he knows that this period is for reading. So he uses it to do his assignment, or to read a book, or to read a textbook. All that could just be when you create a study time. Then you can help them plan. You know, there are heavy homeworks, maybe homeworks that, you know, maybe especially during the midterm break, when they give them a whole lot of projects to do, you can help them plan. Okay, what we'll do today, you're going to do your English assignments today, tomorrow you're going to do your math assignment, next tomorrow you're going to do your art and craft. What and what do you need for this homework? What and what do you need? You know, do you need pictures? Do you need me to print anything for you? Those are things that encourages them to do their assignments, and always remind them. Of course, kids can be quite, you know, so you say, oh, please, have you done your assignment? Those things are what you should do, not the other one. So you have to make sure the kids do their homework themselves. I cannot buttress that point enough. Children ought to do their homework themselves. Even if they fail it, it's okay. Because when they get to school, they get to do the corrections. They are not supposed to be perfect creatures. They're not supposed to be perfect. Do you understand? So you're not supposed to, you know, if you've tried and they don't still, allow them to fail it. Failing an assignment or a particular number is not bad. Because when they fail that number, they get to school. The teacher understands that, okay, this child has difficulty understanding this part of the subject, and pays pays more attention to your child in that particular area. I want to give an example. So, for example, a child that doesn't really know how to differentiate vertical and horizontal. So, if there is maybe a topic on geometry, do you understand? If previously the child has had issues and all that, if you covered it up, the teacher wouldn't have known. If you don't cover it up, the teacher will find out. And when the teacher finds out, okay, oh, when he's teaching another subject, he will now call your child and be sure that he's getting what he's teaching right. Oh, let me use an example. Obi, what's your vertical? What's your horizontal? Then he continues with the geometry question that they're having. Once in a while, he will check up on your child to be sure he's still not mixing it up. But if you cover it during the homework, and then the teacher assumes that the child has already understood that issue, and it's no longer confusing the two of them, that child might not follow up in the new or the subsequent questions or the subsequent topics that they might cover in that math. So covering it up by helping the child when you're sure your child doesn't understand it is going to cause more harm than good. Allow the child to fail the question. That way it's easier to communicate with the teacher. Oh, I noticed this. Oh, I noticed this. And then the teacher will be able to say, yeah, that's true, I also noticed it. And then the two of you can effectively work on that child and solve that issue. You get? So that is one part that I want to also talk about. I also want to talk about being a motivator and a monitor. That is basically the work, your work as a parent concerning homework. Do you understand? You should just give them the encouragement, check if they've completed their homework, make yourself available for questions, you know, and concerns. That is it. Let them come to you and ask questions. Oh, I don't understand this word. Can you help me explain it? Oh, this word, I've checked the dictionary, I still don't get what they mean. You can now use Google, open up a video, something that will help explain that particular concept to them. So allow them to talk to you concerning the homework. That is your work as a parent, not to help them to do the assignment. Then setting a good example. You know, if you can effectively balance the two, you're going to, you know, make it very smoothly for them. If they see that you also study, you also read, while they are reading, they know that, oh, mom also studies, mom is not just, or dad is not just, all that, helps them understand the importance of doing their homework. Whenever they do an assignment and you come and you see that they've done it all, praise them. Oh my God, encourage them, praise them. You know, praising them for their academic achievements is really nice. And I'm not saying you should praise them by giving them money or giving them gifts. No, don't tie something to it. Praising them, talking highly about them to your relatives, to your friends, you know, or to their teachers. Praise them that they are doing something. It gives them this sense of belonging, this sense of, you know, what I'm doing is important. So praising them is one way of encouraging them to doing their homework. If there is a continuing problem after all this, you need to get help. Some kids might not be seeing well in class. Some kids might need evaluation, maybe a learning disorder, you know, or they don't just like the teacher. All these, you know, are things you will now talk about when you notice a pattern, something that, you know, you notice about your kid. So, and if you're covering the homework, you might not notice it. So this is my own way of talking about homework, the way I handled my own homework issues with my son. So I wish you learned one or two from this particular episode, and I would love to have you here again next week. Thank you. Thank you.